to the end of Revelation. I've never done that.
Okay. Well,
this is where I am.
I care about you, sir. Do you mind if I go through the whole biblical gospel with you today? Because I care about your soul. If you're outside of the gospel, it says he's coming back to destroy all those who don't know God and don't obey the gospel. So well, it's really imperative.
Like I said, I do my best. And I have studied a lot of different religions.
Okay.
As I said, I have always questioned everything. I still question myself every day.
Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. He's the only truth, Jesus Christ.
I understand.
God tells us that. And it's not good that you're questioning that, because
I didn't question whether he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Okay. Didn't question that at all. I said that the best of my ability,
yeah,
the studies I've done throughout my life,
mm-hmm,
I hope to be on that spot.
Well,
I hope I'm right.
It's a very narrow path.
Well, obviously, because there's a lot of references to that in the Bible about through the eye of the needle and camel through the eye of the needle. And
oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm at a point, or was at a point, where I was like an elephant trying to get through the eye of the needle.
Yeah.
So I'm not there anymore.
Okay.
And I'm always willing to listen, but today I've got a plan right now for us to look at this art show.
Well,
but I appreciate you and I appreciate what you do. That's why I came over.
Make sure to go on the website, don'tperish.com, and make sure you're in the truth. My brother has a ton of articles on there. It'd really help you in the scriptures.
Where are you guys from?
We're actually traveling street preachers. We're originally from the Midwest, but we travel all over the place.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. We're sharing the truth of God, and you have to come out of the world. The culture, the churches, they're lying to you. You have to follow after God, Christ, in spirit and truth.
I'm right there, man. The religions, I've studied all, you know, try to do all that
stuff. Christ is the only way. He's the creator of the world, Lord of Lord, King of Kings. Unless we lose our life and follow after him, like he came down, lost his life for us, so we could have eternal life, we have no hope. We have no hope outside of that. It's the simplicity that's in Christ.
Well, I hope nobody sneaks in like we've got here on this planet, man. When we get there.
Oh, sneaks. What do you mean, sneaks in?
Well, the people that would be opposite.
Okay.
Okay. So where do you think we're going to go when we die?
Well,
when we leave this body.
The scriptures say a man is appointed once to die and then to face judgment. So you'll be standing before the judgment seat, before God, and you'll be judged, every man according to his works.
Works.
It's really interesting in the scriptures,
well,
because
we have
to be in Christ to do good works. He said, without me, you can do nothing, sir. I think I'm going to go back to preaching the gospel. I appreciate you stopping.
Yeah, thanks, man.
But reach out if you have questions.
And if for some reason we never see each other again.
I care about your soul.
Yeah.
I care about your soul.
Have a great life here and continue after we finish this.
Well, sir, I really hope you do consider that Christ is the only way. You have to lose your life. He's the narrow path. You have to follow after him in spirit and truth. I care about you. That's why I'm telling
you. I have one question for you.
Okay.
What do you think? I know that you have determined in your mind,
yeah,
what your belief is and what you've interpreted and learned.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about my life?
I believe there's only one truth.
Okay,
Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and his word. He said, I am the word of God. John 1, he's the word of God made flesh.
Have we disagreed on that at all?
No, but the difference is, it's not enough to just know God. You have to obey him. Because he gives the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to those who obey him. And if you're not willing to obey him, lose your life, follow after him, he's not going to give you the Holy Spirit.
How would I disobey him if I am comfortable with him?
Well, it's not enough to be comfortable with him. We have to strive to enter into the kingdom of God. He made the narrow way for those who obey him, Hebrews 5:9. And if we're comfortable in this world, there's nothing in the scriptures that says we should be comfortable in this world. It's actually, it says in the scriptures, through much tribulation we'll enter into the kingdom of God. We have to enter in through much tribulation. The world will hate us because we're born of Jesus Christ. So
I
encourage you to go deeper.
What I don't understand is in our conversation is because I don't agree with you at all, or disagree with you at all.
Okay.
And I don't practice what you practice, do what you're doing in your life here. I just don't do that. And I probably am not going to do that.
Well, the way is very broad, sir. There's a broad way that leads to destruction. Very few are going to find the narrow path.
I don't know what your past life has been like, but I certainly have had my tribulations in this trip. So.
Well, if you're comfortable now, sir, Jesus said, strive to enter in. You have to be obeying him. The way is so narrow because we have to obey him. We have to hold to the narrow truth, the simplicity in Christ, all the way to the end of our life. And that includes preaching the gospel, making disciples, teaching them to obey, just like Jesus commanded us to do. So I'm going to go back to preaching the gospel, but reach out when you have more questions. I have an elder, a brother, that would love to talk to you. What's your name?
Good luck, Frank.
Frank, okay.
So good luck in your trip, too.
Well, Jesus Christ made the way for me. I'm going to work my hardest to make it into the kingdom of God. And I encourage you to do the same, sir, because there's no hope outside of Jesus Christ. All right. It was good talking to you.